Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. I should probably start the video streams. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I've got awesome news for people living here in New Hampshire, for liberty-loving people here in New Hampshire, that is. The bill hearing for the constitutional amendment that would cause New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the United States government officially has a hearing date. In just over 2 weeks, it's January the 20th at 3:30 p.m. For anyone out there in New Hampshire, because we are on some stations here in New Hampshire, I think there's three of them total, including one that stretches out over Concord, I will be there on January the 20th at 3:30 p.m. It's kind of late in the day, and I'm expecting a lot of libertarians to turn out for this and to want to say something about this, a lot of free staters, rather. I don't see it getting wrapped up with all of these people speaking by 5 p.m., and I would expect it to have to be continued into the next day. But it's starting at 3:30 p.m., so even for people like me who like sleeping late, we just don't have an excuse on this one not to be there, because 3:30 in the afternoon, man, it's only like an hour-long drive. Even if you wake up at 2, you can get there on time. So that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. You can find out more information about New Hampshire Exit at nhexit.us. I don't know who all will be there. I mean, we just got the news of the hearing date today, so word is just now beginning to spread.
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing about it, but I will definitely try my hardest to be there.
I intend to be there, and since it's 3:30 in the afternoon, I really...
No excuses. Yeah, no Mark excuses your calendar.
I actually already did that, so... And I set a number of reminders, including a week before, a day before, 3 days before. I was like, I cannot miss this, you know?
History.
Yeah. Coming up tonight, we're going to be talking about how a paramedic fulfilled the demand that governments created, and the paramedic isn't the only one who did this, by selling people coronavirus vaccine cards. Which, what amazes me most about this is that this paramedic was selling these things for $150 each, and people were buying them instead of just, like, Googling the card.
And making it themselves.
Yeah.
So the thing with that is you would need a corresponding lot number. So what I'm thinking happened is this paramedic probably had taken some of these vials and either threw them away or just... I don't know, but in order to get, like, a legit one, you would need a corresponding lot number. Or you could just make one up, and I highly doubt that anybody would check it, but...
That's a really good point as well. We're also going to talk about the snowstorm, evidently, that caused people on I-95 yesterday or the day before, I don't know, because I didn't pay any attention to it, to be caught in traffic for, like, 20, 27 hours, that sort of thing. There was an Uber rider who was stuck in that. And Uber hit him with a $600 bill. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about UFOs as well. But first, we've talked about it here on the show in the past, the Biden administration's plan to require Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, and these other payment applications to have to report transactions totaling more than $600 to the IRS. It's actually happening. It went into effect on January the 1st, just a few days ago. So this is actually part of the law now. They have to do this.
And there are so many reasons why that doesn't make sense. Like, not everybody that's accepting large payments on PayPal and Venmo is selling stuff. Like, they could be accepting a rent payment from their roommate, you know?
Is also
that
true?
Is that supposed to be taxed?
What amazes me about this is that they painted all of this. Democrats love to say, oh, we're going to tax the rich. We're going to tax the 1%, tax the corporations, make them pay their fair share and all of that stuff. However, the very first bullet point in this article is the new reporting requirement will ensure that small businesses that receive payments through these apps are paying their fair share in taxes on them.
Yeah. So the small businesses.
Yes. The sales pitch was all about, oh, we got to tax Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and all of these other billionaires. And, oh, but look, the law is actually going to affect small businesses. And because when was the last time you used Venmo at Walmart or PayPal at Walmart?
Yeah.
Now, granted, you can use a PayPal card. I'm sure there's Venmo cards. I know there's Cash App cards. You can use all of those at Walmart as well. But that's showing up on their end as a debit transaction, not going to their Cash App account. They don't have to report that nonsense. But I have seen small businesses that accept PayPal, like your artist friend who lives in two states over, right? They accept PayPal for their art or whatever. Now they have to actually pay taxes on that. Or they have to report it to the IRS. Presumably, to be fair, they could have already been paying taxes on it. President Biden's IRS is cracking down on payments made through third-party apps, requiring platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App to report transactions if they exceed $600 in 1 year. So it's not even a single $600 transaction.
Oh, no. That's what I thought it meant.
That's what I thought it meant as well, but that in 1 year thing throws that out the window. If a single Cash App account or PayPal account or Venmo account receives more than $600 in a single year, they have to report that to the IRS.
And it's ridiculous because there's even talk about getting rid of cash. Like having us only be like electronic
society. Right.
So there'll be absolutely no way to get around them stealing from you.
Other than using cryptocurrency, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what they want. That's why they want their central bank digital currencies that we talked about last night, so that they know exactly how much money you have, where it is, how you're spending it, where it came from, and what you want to do with it, so that they can cut you off at a moment's notice if that's what they choose to do.
Sounds creepy.
It's all about control. I'm not a Christian or anything like that, but if you Mark of the Beast type stuff, that's at least a mark of the beast, right?
Yeah.
The government being able to, because take a look at China and their social credit system. If you make the Chinese government sufficiently unhappy, they can already keep you from being able to get on the bus or to buy an automobile or to buy or to whatever. Now, once they have their central digital bank currency in place, central bank digital currency in place, they'll be able to just shut you out of the financial system entirely, and you don't have cash to fall back on.
Yeah.
There's no way for you to create a black market because you don't have anything that the government can't actively watch.
So, about that secession bill.
Yeah, right. January the 20th, 3:30 p.m. I mean, we won't get a result at that point. But
support. I mean, support is very important. We have to make our voices heard and let these people know that we are unhappy with their tyranny.
We certainly will let them know that we're unhappy.
Well, they should already know that. But
this is just, I think the hearing has, I think it was 15 committee members who are going to vote on whether or not to allow it to go to the full House or something like that. I don't remember all of these specifics, but there's already an email list where you can send all of these people emails. I've done that. It really, just go to nhexit.us. It takes like 3 minutes to do it. And there's just a single email address that will send all of these committee members your email voicing your support for this bill, especially if you're in New Hampshire or if one of these representatives is actually from your district. They'll take what you have to say a bit more seriously because they're actually supposed to be representing you. But this is just the committee hearing. Of course, we do want a large number of people there. I think the default committee hearing room seats, I think, between 30 and 50 people. I don't remember exactly now off the top of my head what it was. We want to bring in enough people where they have to move this to the actual main hearing place that seats up to 400 people. Can we do that?
I think so.
I think we probably can, because being late in the afternoon, the keen libertarians here, we do tend to wake up later than your average person. But 3:30 in the afternoon, even people like Mr. Penguin, who's on the show Friday nights, can make that. So pretty good chance that King by itself can get 15 to 20 people there.
Oh, absolutely. I would be surprised if there were less than 400 people at this event. I would be very surprised.
I'm hoping for that. You know, as the date is getting closer and it's becoming more real, I'm starting to think that that's probably not realistic. But then again, the news just broke today. I haven't seen any libertarians on Facebook or any free staters on Facebook or Twitter really talking about it because we're probably the first media organization to actually announce the date. So January the 20th at 3:30 p.m. for those out there in New Hampshire. What do you think about New Hampshire trying to get away from this nonsense of PayPal having to tell the government if you get more than $600 in a year? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and I want ago to learn about cryptocurrency. If you want to get away from this economic madness being wrought by the federal government, by the U.S. federal government, especially under the Biden administration, cryptocurrency is probably your best bet against the inflation that they're causing, the taxation increases that they're causing. You can learn all about it at Bitcoin.com. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to watch a couple of videos about this important world-changing information. But if you already know about Bitcoin, get on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All in a slick, easy-to-use modern website. All of that and more at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Tom, who is on the line from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Historians will look back and say that one of the key issues leading to the downfall of the Republic was the ratification of the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Now, I asked you this during the break, but I realized that was kind of silly, since I have to ask you this again. Now, refresh my memory. What is the 17th Amendment? Because I don't remember.
The listeners aren't keeping track of that, and you pretty much have to look it up when you have to see which one is which. But that was when the U.S. senators would no longer be elected by the state legislatures, but by the voters. And before that, pretty much they were on the side of the state legislature, and their mission was to do their duty to the best of their ability, but they would bind the federal government down with the chains of the Constitution, say, because they would keep the federal government from overstepping its boundaries that were the proper role of the state governments. And so now you have the federal government with all kinds of absurd misinterpretations of three key clauses in the Constitution: the General Welfare Clause, the Necessary and Proper Clause, and the Commerce Clause. And they are, for example, now you've got federal gun control laws that don't just apply when the gun is traveling across state lines, but when they're selling it in a store in a state and it's not crossing any state lines. See, that's totally unconstitutional. The Constitution doesn't give Congress the power to regulate. Not only does the Second Amendment forbid Congress to impose gun control laws, but it lacks any authority under the Constitution to impose laws on drug trafficking within a state. The issue of federal restrictions remaining when the state restrictions.
I understand where you're coming from. You know, the state. I don't know why state senators being more beholden to the people of the state rather than the legislatures of that state really is going to have an impact on how they go about wielding their power. However, how we got here to this point that we're at today isn't of much value to me as a person who's looking for solutions, right? It's helpful in the sense that, you know, it's good to know how we got here so that we don't repeat the steps that landed us here. But I think the 17th Amendment is probably not the biggest one, as much as it was just trying this constitutional republic where we know governments are evil. That's probably the bigger issue than who exactly is electing the senators. What do you think about New Hampshire independence? And if New Hampshire secedes peaceably from the United States, what could New Hampshire do to avoid the problems that the United States has had?
They would not have the drug control laws. They could not have the gun control laws. They could not have the outrageous taxes for endless undeclared wars and such things. You see, the senators selected by the state legislature.
But see, we wouldn't have senators in that case. We would have statewide senators.
When the state legislatures selected them, they could select. Now, let's see now, who's most likely to adhere strictly to the doctrine of enumerated powers? Now, instead, they.
I don't know that I trust your average state legislature any more than I trust your average voter. But in fact, I would expect that, New Hampshire aside, a lot of these state legislatures are just trying to work the political machine until they can run for the U.S. House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's what they seemed to think back when they ratified it. Now, take a look at alcohol prohibition, for example. That was proposed in 1918 when the Congress passed it. The United States Senate still had members elected by states in 1912. Okay,
I don't think the Prohibition Amendment was necessarily the worst thing the federal government ever did, though. I mean, they had already, you know, waged a war against other American citizens at that point and annihilated the South and killed like 600,000 Americans. I would say that was...
Yeah. And what I'm getting at, however, notice that to ban alcohol required a constitutional amendment because there were United States senators who would not pass a federal statute to ban alcohol the way the United States senators nowadays don't bother with the doctrine of enumerated powers. They just pass federal statutes banning marijuana in states where
all of that's
legalized.
Fascinating, and you know, it's interesting from a historical perspective, but it just doesn't do anything for me. And thank you so much for the call tonight, Tom, to know why some people opposed prohibition and they had to do it via an amendment rather than in state legislatures. Big deal. It was still screwed up. It still didn't work. They still had to repeal it. And it didn't even make them slow down on prohibition. Now, more things are prohibited today than probably it ever at any point in American history. So the way they did prohibition before, all that did was teach them, okay, well, just ignore the Constitution, ignore the enumerated powers, and just make it illegal anyway. And create a new government organization that declares it to be thus, and it will be thus.
I mean, I don't worship the Constitution like some people do, but I can, you know, appreciate parts of it. But
it's not the worst thing ever written.
That's a good point. That's a good way to put it. It's not the worst thing ever written. You know, I support the First Amendment, I support the Second Amendment, and I adamantly say that. But the thing about the Supreme Court is they don't uphold the Constitution.
No, I think Murray Rothbard said it best. You know, when we created the Supreme Court, it seems like a good idea until you really stop to think about how they're part of the state. And what we ultimately did was give the state the power to determine what the state was and wasn't allowed to do.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, they're just people with titles. They're no more holy than you or I or anybody else out there in listener land. So who gives them the right to say what's constitutional, like what's right and what's wrong?
Well, that's part of the whole mythology, the whole religious aspect of the state, especially here in the United States. There is this mentality that these nine Supreme Court justices, they are somehow holier or wiser or cut from a different cloth than the average person. They're greater. The Constitution means more to them, and they're going to consider it more meaningfully than the average American citizen could possibly even begin to understand.
Yeah.
But that's not really the way it is. These are ultimately just people. Some of them are probably quite stupid. I mean, the average person is pretty stupid, so the average politician, the average court justice probably is too. They just went into their career field of choice, which happened to be pedantics and arguing about the exact specific literal meaning of words. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. It's free talk.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC panel is giving a thumbs up to kids between 12 and 15 years old to get the Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots. The committee voting 13-1 to recommend the boosters at least 5 months after the children have received their second vaccine dose. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expected to quickly sign off on the committee's blessing, and the shots could be available for adolescents as early as this week. The White House is touting efforts to clear supply chain gridlock.
The president has taken such aggressive action to alleviate these blockages, and we've seen significant progress.
Supply chain advisor John Pucari saying key ports are making great strides in relieving bottlenecks, adding holiday shopping season was record-breaking. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is heading to Colorado on Friday to view damage caused by recent wildfires. Wildfires destroying nearly 1,000 homes and damaging over 100 others. A new election and voting rights package is stalled in the Senate due to a Republican-led filibuster. Democrats say the bill is needed to protect America's democracy and is being touted as a counter to voting restrictions in red states. Some Democrats have also used the Capitol riots last January 6th as a reason to pass the new bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says he doesn't like that strategy.
It is surreal to hear sitting senators invoke January the 6th to justify breaking the rules to grab outcomes they have not earned.
The 2022 Grammy Awards show, set for later this month, is being postponed due to concerns of surging COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions, that's 603-283-6160. We do in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I have good news for our viewers / listeners on Odyssey. They have officially added timestamps to the chats. Now, previously, because of how they're set up, there's just one giant chat log for all of the live streams.
Yeah.
So if you looked, you wouldn't know exactly which date or what time that comment was made. Well, now you actually can do that. That's video.freetalklive.com, because that's where people should be watching us. We're constantly being suspended from YouTube. Actually, I'm quite surprised with how long we've been going now on YouTube without being suspended again. It's almost a month at this point, maybe slightly more, and that's almost a record since 2021 started.
You know what that means? We need to spice it up a little bit.
Well, I suspect a lot of it is that we're just not talking about COVID-19 very much these days.
Don't care.
Yeah, we've been sick of that since like March of 2020.
I know, and it's like, I feel like so much of the stuff I bring in is COVID-related, and it's like, I don't want to keep talking about it, but it's just constantly being shoved down our throats that there's always stuff to talk about it that is important. So it's like almost hard to avoid it sometimes, but
In my experience, almost everything in the mainstream media is about COVID in one way or another. And even if it's not about COVID, they still find a way to bring it up anyway. But it's because of that that news engagement fell off a cliff in 2021. And I have a story about that. So let's go ahead and get into it. We can come back to the $600 thing, but there's not really much more to say about it. Social media interactions with news articles. This is a percentage change from 2020 to 2021. Social media interactions with news articles are down 65%. That's more than half of people.
Wow.
Cut it more in half. I don't know how to phrase that exactly, but I've seen this myself. Like previously in 2020, 2019, I would see an article that I was going to talk about in the show, and I would give a quick little blurb about it and click the share icon and, you know, get some minor attention. Now it gets zero. No likes, no comments, no views, no anything. And it's because people are just burned out on this crap. They stopped interacting with it. Facebook and Twitter figured that out, and so they stopped showing it to people. Cable news, primetime viewers down 36%, and we knew that already because we talked about that before. News media app downloads down 33%. So engagement with news content plummeted last year compared to 2020, and given the ongoing decline in interest in news about COVID-19 and politics, I didn't even see that link before, so I'm going to go ahead and click that. Evidently, they have information. Yeah. Okay, so let's go directly into that because that's what I figured the actual source of the problem is, and that's people are just sick of hearing about COVID-19. Americans are tuning out Omicron news despite ominous threat, says this article.
Now, that's good for them.
It's bizarre to me, though. I've seen this firsthand here in Keene. I suspect a large number of the small business owners here in Keene don't even know that there is a mask ordinance back in place.
I didn't know. I found out on the show on Sunday because someone mentioned it. Well, I know I talked about how, I've been seeing a lot more people wearing masks in the grocery stores. And either Captain or Richie was like, maybe because there's like a mandate. And I was like, oh, really? I had no clue. I've just been completely tuning out any of the propaganda. I guess there's been signs around Keene. No, I haven't seen any signs. I guess I just tune them out now.
Yeah, there are still some signs. I take my dog walking at Home Depot because they're super dog friendly there. And they have a little sign hanging up on their door, but I think that sign's probably been there for a year.
Yeah.
And it says something. It doesn't say masks are required. I think it says, please wear a mask or something like that. I don't think Walmart has one up. A number of stores here, these corporate giants, don't even have a sign up saying, please wear a mask or anything like that. They did take one of those traffic signs that, you know, they can program words into, and they put Keene mask ordinance.
See, I think that's what they were talking about. And I was like, really? I've just been driving by it every single day and just completely ignoring it.
Well, it's very vague. It doesn't really say anything. It just says Keene mask ordinance, and I think that's it. Like, okay, cool. Those are all words.
Good for you guys.
I certainly haven't seen it enforced anywhere. I haven't had anyone ask me to wear a mask going anywhere.
I haven't worn a mask. I can't even remember the last time I wore a mask. And even in places where they're like, there's a sign on the door, you have to wear a mask. When you go in now, employees don't even, like, because I remember in the beginning of the pandemic, people were kind of like, a lot of employees would be like, no, what are you doing? You have to put a mask on. You can't come in here. And they'd kind of fight you on it.
Oh, yeah, they had a power trip thing going on back then.
Yeah, now they are just so defeated, they won't even say anything.
Yeah, they don't care anymore. It's
nope.
They've been dealing with it for too long, and good for them for finally realizing, hey, you know what, I'm not willing to enforce the law. Yeah. New data shows that the Omicron variant is not jump-starting Americans' engagement in COVID news. That's because the media has been crying wolf for the last almost two entire years, saying, oh, God, this variant's going to fill the hospitals, everyone's going to die, and then it was this other variant, and then the Delta variant. They beat us with that nonsense for an entire year, and then they tried out the Omicron variant, and they can't even get their messaging straight about it. Is it less deadly? Is it more deadly? Is it more contagious? Is it less contagious? Do the shots help against it or not? Because it doesn't seem like they do. Well, it didn't seem like they helped against Delta either, but it really doesn't seem like they helped against Omicron. And now the CDC is changing their guidelines. I haven't looked at the CDC CDC mask guidelines or any of their guidelines? And since probably August was the last time, I was just curious, what is the CDC actually saying about people wearing masks? And it was so convoluted and so confusing that previously when the CDC made a new guideline, all the media was talking about it because it was clear, it was concise, it was stupid, but it was at least presented in a way that the average person could process and understand. That hasn't been the case in a long time. Their new guideline about testing is if you've been exposed, you have to quarantine for 5 days, but you don't have to get tested afterward, or if you have COVID, you don't have to get tested after 5 days if you don't have symptoms. It's so confusing. I can't even pretend to be surprised that Americans are just tuning this garbage out.
And it's like they're just changing it to whatever is convenient. I know a lot of healthcare workers who are very upset right now because if you get COVID, you still have to go to work. The CDC changed the guidelines. That was like, if you're asymptomatic, still come to work, or quarantine for five. Like, they cut it down from 14 days to 5 days, and it's like, okay, well, if this is more deadly and it's more contagious, then why are we reversing things? So they're saying it's scary, more contagious, more deadly, you know, be afraid. But then they're cutting back all of their guidelines. So it's like they're saying one thing, but telling people to do the opposite of what would make sense. And I think people are starting to wake up to that and be like, wait, what is this? Like, now it seems like everybody's upset with the CDC. Like, we were kind of upset.
I've never been
happy
with them.
No, exactly. Like, we were kind of like, what the heck are you doing the whole time? And now it seems like the hardcore believers, they're losing faith in the CDC, too. So, not going to be good for them.
It's not surprising. I mean, didn't they come out and outright say that the reason they're reducing the number of quarantine days and the testing requirement, it's not because of the science or anything like that. It's just because airlines are having to cancel too many flights and people need to be able to get back to work and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure, and it's probably disappeared down the memory hole right now, but when they first started floating out these new guidelines, I'm pretty sure they were like, look, we've got to get people back to work faster. That's what this is about.
Yeah, that's literally what they said.
And that's what it's about now, but they're going to say, no, this is about science. The science supports this, but they're just picking numbers out. First, it was 14 days, and you had to have a negative test in order to return to work. Then it was 10, and now it's 5, and there's no test required if you don't have symptoms, or if you test positive and don't have symptoms, you can continue to work until you develop symptoms. What the hell, CDC? You had one job, and that was to keep America safe from the pandemic. And not only did you fail to do that, you managed to turn what would have been one season of people dealing with the cold into 2 years of economic hardship and suffering. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Nikki, and I suspect most of our listeners are probably as burned out on COVID-19 news as we have been for almost two entire years now. In fact, we're one day away from celebrating the January 6th quote, insurrection. I'm told there's going to be a protest in Concord tomorrow. I'm currently awaiting more details about it because it sounds like it would be really fun, where they're going to build an igloo, I believe, at the State House.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It does, right? But it's going to be tricky. I'm waiting to find out whether or not, you know, the people involved are actually serious, because unusually, there's no ice or snow on the ground right now.
I know. I love the snow, so I'm really bummed about that. But we'll need some snow so we can build an igloo. I'm also very good at building igloos, so I would like to be part of this.
See, I don't like the snow, but I have a golden retriever who loves it.
Oh, yeah.
And there should be giant 20-foot tall mounds of snow piled up in parking lots right now. Instead, there's none anywhere.
But I've noticed that the winter has kind of been, like, postponed the past 5 years. Like, we used to start getting snow, obviously, before Christmas. And now it seems like we don't get those crazy blizzards until February and March. So, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I'm hoping we see some of those, just so that my dog can run out there into it and, like, just be buried up to her head. And
she whips snowballs into her mouth.
Yeah, I already do that. I discovered the other day, because I ordered breakfast from somewhere, and I don't eat bacon, and they accidentally put bacon on it. So I just sat there throwing bacon at her, like, just trying to hit her in the face with it. She got really, really good really quickly at catching it, which was amazing, because normally when I, like, throw something to her, she, like, tries to get out of the way, but with bacon, man.
Changes things.
Clearly. So speaking of things changing, I've noticed this at my previous job before I left there as well, where it's like people had no idea what was going on with COVID-19 or the news or anything like that. They didn't. Most of them aren't boosted. In fact, I don't think any of them are boosted. They don't see the need to get boosted. I don't think they knew anything about the Delta variant other than having heard about it or seen people freaking out about it. It's just not stuff the average person is paying attention to anymore. And that's because they're obviously burned out on it. A lack of widespread appreciation of the threat could hamper the response of the Omicron variant. Oh, God. My sense of things is that the lower levels of public engagement are due to pandemic fatigue setting in. No, it's boy crying wolf fatigue setting in. And a perceived sense that this variant is probably no more dangerous than previous variants. Again, that, yeah. Like I said, boy cried wolf syndrome. They're saying, oh, this one's the dangerous one. Yeah, you've been saying that for quite a long time, and people are kind of sick of hearing it, and they don't pay attention to you after you've cried wolf too many times. Social media interactions, likes, comments, shares on news articles on COVID had declined dramatically during the course of the pandemic from 1,171 per article in March down to 326 in December, and then dropping to an average of 108 over the last few weeks. So it's unclear at this point whether it's talking about all... The previous article was talking about all news. This one's talking about COVID-only news. So the COVID news appears to be the biggest drop in more than 90% reduction in social media interactions from 1,171 all the way down to 108.
When it kind of seems like a lot of the articles, it's like the same thing every time, just over and over again. And like, how boring is that? Nobody wants to hear the same thing over and over again.
Good point. Google searches about COVID have ticked up since Omicron arrived in the U.S., but are well below the August interest in the Delta variant. CDC data on online conversations. So the CDC is monitoring online conversations. For those who glossed over that particular part of the statement, it literally begins, CDC data on online conversations. I don't know about you, but I don't think it's going to fall within the CDC's purview to monitor online conversations, but they're doing it. It shows that Omicron became the most talked about COVID topic starting on November the 25th. The urgency and novelty of the COVID news in the early days of the pandemic has given way to fatigue as new readers grow used to the same cycles of coverage. As you were talking about, it's the same stuff on DrudgeReport.com every single day. It was like, this country's recommending a fourth booster. This country's doing this. This country's authorizing it for teens. It's like, yeah, I've seen these headlines before. I don't want to hear any more about it. What is Australia doing? I wouldn't mind hearing an update about Australia because a month and a half ago it was all about Australia and New South Wales and their lockdowns, but now they're too busy talking about the Omicron variant. The Trump era and the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic created a one-of-a-kind media moment that will be hard for news companies to replicate. With fewer singular storylines capturing Americans' collective attention, news consumption was more scattered and diverted to sports. Data shows that the Omicron variant is not jump-starting Americans' engagement in COVID news like it did at the onset of the pandemic. Again, almost 2 years ago, almost 2 years of the mainstream media feeding people this nonsense day after day. And now they're sitting there going, huh, why isn't anyone paying attention to us anymore? Meanwhile, Joe Rogan is averaging like 6 times the daily number of listens as people like Rachel Maddow and stuff like this.
That's a great point. People are turning towards alternate news sources because they're more interesting and, I don't know, they're not blatantly lying to them. People don't want to be lied to. I mean, it kind of seems like sometimes they do, but I think people are starting to wake up.
I haven't checked the numbers, but to that point, I think Mark said that 2021 was a record year for podcast downloads for Free Talk Live. So, yeah, people don't want to hear this crap. They want to hear something unique, something from a different perspective, something that isn't just the same crap they're hearing everywhere else. Primetime news viewership was down 36% across the three major cable news networks. That's Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. With the steepest decline during that time frame happening at CNN, interestingly enough. App downloads for the top mainstream publishers dropped 33%. And, of course, website visits for the top performing news websites in the U.S. tracked by some company dropped 8%. So people are still turning to the Internet, but even that's decreased as well. They'd rather read an article than watch the news, apparently, because that would allow them to actually choose what they're interested in rather than just hearing about COVID or whatever.
The news sucks.
It does.
And not in a good way. Like, not like Primus sucks. Like, no, it actually is terrible.
A few landmark events like the Beijing Winter Olympics and the 2022 midterm elections could provide some much-needed traffic boosts for publishers looking to hold on to fleeting numbers. The Capitol riots also drove the riots. Now, there were more than one, and there wasn't even one, but the Capitol riots. Good Lord, I just want to back up for a moment to read this nonsense in its glory. The full year drop in news engagement would have been even more dramatic were it not for the enormous amount of news traffic driven by the Capitol siege in January. The Capitol riots drove a massive global spike in January 2021. Overall, Chartbeat found that among 4,000 publishers globally, and then they just repeat themselves previously instead of continuing on with that point listed under the other bullet point about the Capitol riots now. I don't remember multiple riots.
I don't remember any riots.
I also don't remember one riot. I remember what could best be described as a no-knock raid on the federal government.
Huh, they don't like it when people do that to them?
And some of the people there did raid, but as far as I could tell, most of the people were just in a place they weren't really authorized to be.
So I remember in kindergarten or preschool, we were taught, treat others the way you would like to be treated. So, how's that?
It is hard for me to have much sympathy with them, considering that, 2 months and 10 days after they were raided, they kind of did the same thing to me, except, they were armed, and they actually broke stuff and stole stuff and, did that whole thing. So, people aren't paying attention to news. I'm not surprised by it. That's been going on for a long time, though. We've been talking about the decline of mainstream media here because of, largely, pandemic fatigue, but thankfully, MSNBC has, in fact, demonstrated that it is pandemic fatigue that is fueling the vast majority of this, almost a 90% reduction in people's attention to COVID-19. I think at this point people are realizing, I hope at this point, the average person is realizing that they backed the wrong horse here. The horse to back wasn't the government, it wasn't the lockdowns, it wasn't the vaccines. The only way through this garbage was what, the free thinkers, the rebels, the libertarians, whatever you want to call them, were saying all along, which is, look, it's a cold. The only way to get it is to actually catch it and get over it. And if we had done that, it wouldn't have been that bad. But we stretched this 2 weeks to flatten the curve now into almost 2 years of this nonsense. And it's still ongoing. People have just tuned it out because they've heard it too much already. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in about hopefully anything other than COVID-19. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.